Talk Line Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community. You're listening to Talk Line with Zev Brenner, America's premier Jewish broadcast on the air since 1981.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Zev Brenner. We're looking at the plight of older singles in the Jewish community. With us right now is Bela Seabrow. She is a matchmaker. She's a dating coach. She's a podcaster. She's a consultant when it comes to things dealing with singles and getting married. And we're also joined by Moshe Rabashkin, who is a big Baal Chesed, gives a lot of tzedakah. He helps families with hospitality, but he's now on a campaign to help older singles by endorsing a campaign to offer incentive for Shechanim to take care of older singles. So welcome both of you to the program. Let me begin with you first, with Bayou Bela. How serious of a problem? We have a problem. We have what's called this a shidduch crisis, but from what I understand, it's not only a shidduch crisis, it's a divorce crisis because people who are married get back into the single scene, especially on an older basis. So how would we define, first of all, the older singles? Is it somebody in 20s, 30s, 40s? Let's get the definition off the ground.
So in terms of older singles, that's really relative. In some communities, they consider older singles anyone over the age of 25. It used to be it would be over the age of 21, but now they're getting a little bit more sophisticated and, for lack of a better word, they're saying 25, which is absolutely ridiculous. And some people don't even start dating until their late 20s these days. And then, of course, there are those that consider older singles 40 plus. So it's relative. In terms of the word shidduch crisis, the word shidduch crisis was initially coined years ago when it became such that young ladies started dating at an earlier age than the young men. So that when the men did start dating, there were fewer men available for the young ladies who started dating at 19 when they first come home from seminary. There are fewer people available for them. So those families that were not well connected had less opportunities, and so they became older. And the guys and the young men wanted to date the much younger young ladies. So that's really when the term shidduch crisis was coined. However, with time, anybody who is not married past a certain age, depending on the community, 21 plus or 25 plus or 40 plus, they say, well, it's the shidduch crisis. The truth of the matter is that it's a self-imposed crisis. Each person who is not married is not married for their own personal reason, has nothing to do with society, has nothing to do with any particular crisis. It's just something that people blame.
Some people have trouble finding the right person to marry.
Well, that's a personal crisis, and sometimes it's their own personal crisis. People have an idea of what they want, and that's okay. You know, they're looking for A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Well, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, those criteria might be great. And, you know, one might feel that, yes, they deserve that. But the other person might not be on board with that. It may be seeking a person that possesses different types of qualities.
But listen, it takes two to tango. But Bela, it takes two to tango. And certainly some people don't want to settle just to get married and they're going to marry somebody who they're not going to get along with. So
that's true. And no one should settle. But people also have to be realistic. You know, it's what am I bringing to the table? If what I'm bringing to the table is exactly what the other person is looking for. For example, I get calls from people in their 50s and 60s, men in their 50s and 60s, and they tell me they're looking for a young woman in her early 30s to mid-30s, and if she's really great, maybe they'll consider someone up to age 38. And then I'll say to the guy, and you're how old exactly? Well, I told you, I'm around 60. And really? Okay, well, is that being realistic? No. Is that part of a crisis? No.
Well, listen, for some of the men, but I'm thinking especially for the women, and I'll turn to Moshe in just a moment, but you said something very interesting at the beginning of a conversation, Bela. And statistically, and I remember doing some research years ago, maybe in my single days, I won't say how long ago that was, but the older a woman is, the less of a pool of available men there are. Because you have different factors. You have some more men tend to marry out of the faith than women. You also have a NEP factor. You have a gay factor. You have older men looking only for younger women. So you have a situation where proportionally there are more available good women out there than there are men. So there is a problem out there.
I wouldn't say that's the case. I really would say that's the case. There are good men and there are good women, and vice versa. I mean,
I'm saying the pool shrinks when a woman reaches a certain age.
It doesn't necessarily shrink. It doesn't. I don't think it shrinks. That's not what happens. In fact, I run singles events for older singles, and sometimes I have more men showing up registering than women. So that's not necessarily the case. It's, you know, the women, you know, want what they want, and men want what they want, and, you know, and they don't necessarily want each other, and that's the issue. And those that do will get married. I have many cases of people who get married in their 50s and 60s for the very first time because, you know, that's what they want. They decide at that time that it works for them, and some do it second time around or third time around, whatever the case may be. But the point is that it's an individual crisis. It's not a crisis of society. Anyone who wants, here's the thing, and this is my mantra. Anyone who wants to get married can get married. They may not necessarily marry who they originally wanted to marry according to their requirements, but if they really want to get married, they will get married.
I think it takes two to tango, but I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to take the opposite tack because I see so much going out there. But let me turn to Moshe, who's joining us as well, who's a big philanthropist involved in the Jewish community, and he's tackling the single problem. So Moshe, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us. What do you say? Do you see there's a singles crisis out there? Moshe Rabashkin.
Yes. I'm listening to you. I think the women today are smarter than the men, and the men are rough diamonds, and the women have to polish the diamonds, and they'll have great husbands. And the women are very educated today, and I don't know, about 30 years old, 50 years old, 40 years old, I'm talking about the 20-year-olds, 22-year-olds, 25-year-olds, and the women outdoing the boys to one and everything there is to say. And a person's character is on their face after 40. And there's no mystique. Everything is open. Everything is very, very open about everything and anything. So I think the firmer you are, the better off you are to get married and you enjoy both worlds. If you're just looking for sugar, sugar burns. Sugar adds up to divorce. And
so I agree.
And the Siddish world, where this family of kids, if a woman has many kids, she'll stay young and beautiful, because the most important organ in a person's body is their mind. And as the mind is busy, the house is warm, like a soda bottle. Children keep the fizz of the love life, the house, grandchildren, children in the American Western culture is bankrupt because America sells two things today, tattoos and earrings and nose rings. That's all they sell. No family life. When was the last time you bought a rocking chair? You go down to Walmart, you can't get yourself a rocking chair. I'm a grandfather. My kids didn't buy me a rocking chair.
Well, people tell me I don't need a rocking chair. I said I'm off my rocker anyway. But
I'm just joking around. But the thing is, when a girl wants to get into seminary, she has to take a test. She wants to get anywhere, she has to be in the civic world. She has to, the boys have a free ride. And then when they want to get married, the girls know what they want. And that creates the crisis. And there's thousands of families coming up. Every June 30th is graduation. There's another couple of thousand families, Blianhara, and the wedding, and to get married. And the answer is, I believe, I tell everybody, is prayer. You got to daven. A good marriage is a lottery. You got to daven for a good marriage. And the parents have to be kind to each other, because kids copy everything they see in the home. Everything I do in my home, what I see by my father and my mother, my grandparents, and the most important thing is the middos come from parents, not from school. So you could act one way, kids pick everything up like sponges, and they're parakeets. So is there a crisis? Yeah. It's Kanai Nahara. You look in Williamsburg, you look in Borough Park, you look in Muncie, you look in Lakewood, you look all over. The firm world is prospering. The from World Hasidic World has never been such beautiful to see the energy.
But you need, but they have the old, they still have a problem with the old Nesuim, the Hasidic world. I'm going to let Bela respond to you. Bela, what do you say?
I don't agree with our thinking. I think when a 60-year-old man is looking for a 35-year-old boy, I think he's certified. Okay? That means he's been around.
So it's not that he's certified. He might be certifiably insane. Hold on one at a time.
Hold on, Moshe, let Bela read, then I'm going to get back. We're going to have a conversation back and forth. So go ahead, Bela.
Yes.
There are men who tell me that their Rav told them they need to marry somebody much younger so they can have children. So whether they're certifiably insane or not, I don't know. I don't conduct psychological exams. But the fact is that they are being taught that they need someone who is of childbearing age. And even that's becoming a better situation. Women are freezing their eggs, and men are becoming more accepting of dating women who are older than in years past. So I am seeing an increase. Rabbi Rabashkin, I run singles events. I deal with thousands of singles, and I'm seeing different things. It's not everything is clear cut. Now, with regards to the women being better than the men, you know, again, that's a case by case situation.
I will say, I'm not going to let you get away with that. You continue.
Okay.
I don't buy.
I'm gonna let you respond. I'm gonna let you respond, Moshe. Let Bela finish her thought. I'll let you respond.
I'm sitting with a database full of wonderful.
Yeah, America has a lot of data.
Hold on, Moshe. In all the respect.
These people do come to my singles events. I set them up on dates. I marry them off. Are there situations where, you know, a young lady will go out with a guy and she's more educated than her? Absolutely. But it really works both ways. What I will say is when they are very young, and in more right-wing yeshivas, you will find. So I will agree with one thing. In the more right-wing yeshivas, the young men are taught to sit and learn, and the women are taught to educate themselves. By the way, years ago, women did not educate themselves because they didn't have the Jewish programs, the from programs, the from higher educational programs as they do today. So if a family was interested, would have liked to send their daughter to college, it would have meant that they would center with secular people, and the more right-wing families were not comfortable doing that. Nowadays, that's not the case. People take online classes, et cetera, et cetera. So the women are more educated than the men in the more right-wing circles. In the Yeshiva University circle, that's not the case. Yeshiva University is Torah Mada. The young men graduating Yeshiva University, or Landers College, they're going for higher education. They're becoming the doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, et cetera, as anyone else. So that's not the issue. In terms of Midos,
they don't know how to date. All these doctors and all these people that are going out, most of them are getting married. Most of them are getting married, but the 20%
don't
know.
They're not all married. They're not all getting married because, again, it's a case by case. You know, some may not feel emotionally ready. Some may be looking for, you know, what's not necessarily available to them. I have a young man. I just interviewed a young man, and he said, you know, he wants someone with blue eyes. He has this thing with blue eyes, and you know what? And then I have young ladies who tell me I will only go out with a guy that doesn't have a receding hairline or whatever it may be. You know, it's a case by case situation, and we can't blame people for what they want. They want what they want. They're attracted to whatever they're attracted to, and that has to be respected. Now, I do believe that Shadchanim should never give up and should keep on trying and trying and trying. I think people should definitely do what they can to meet their bashert. But to lay blame on any particular name, Shidduch crisis, or to say that the women are better than men, that's, you know, as a general rule, that's not okay.
We're with Bela Seabrow. She is a dating coach. She's a Shadchan matchmaker. She's a podcaster. Moshe Rabashkin is a philanthropist. He does a lot of hospitality in Crown Heights all year round, and he's committed to helping older singles by sponsoring and also endorsing efforts to give Shadchanim and those that help older singles get married an extra incentive, extra bonuses. We're going to be right back.
One of the most important Jewish institutions in the world today is Talk Line with Zev Brenner. He is so smart and he is so innovative and he has so many interesting guests. I don't know what Yiddishkeit, I don't know what New York, I don't know what the world would do without Zev. So Zev, yashar koach, may you go from strength to strength and keep informing us and educating us and keep fighting for Jewish values.
You're listening to Talk Line with Zev Brenner, America's premier Jewish broadcast on the air since 1981.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Zev Brenner. Bela Sebro is with us. She is a professional matchmaker, dating coach, dating consultant. She's a podcaster, runs lots of singles events. Moshe Rabashkin is somebody who's very involved in hospitality, helping fellow Jews, especially in Crown Heights. And he's taken upon himself to help older singles get married by endorsing campaigns where Shadchanim and those that help older singles get married get extra incentives. Moshe, do you see it? You see a problem out there in the community? You're seeing that, right? You don't agree with what Bela said, or do you agree with what Bela said?
You know, think positive or be positive. Let's look at the positive side. The positive side, Kanina Hara Klal Yisrael, is doubling and tripling every year. And
but we're not talking about those that have 10, 15 children, God bless them. We're talking about those that want to have 10, 15 children, can't find the right person to marry, or are not getting married, for whatever the reason is.
What would you like me to say?
In other words, you heard what Bela says, that anybody who wants to get married can get married, basically speaking. So it's a crisis,
There's a lot of truth what she's saying. I'm not disagreeing what she's saying. I know there's a young boy, no name. He's still handicapped. He decided he's getting married, and he got married. And when I saw that, I said to myself, I just saw the splitting of a sea. He made up his mind, got Shoshana time, and he got married. So there's a lot of truth what she's saying. Why there's a crisis, you could go on and on. And the bottom line is you got to do. You got to be Moisef Oyer. And I look at the civic way of the bringing up the kids. And have a much easier time marrying off the kids.
But they're go ahead, Bailey. You in the Hasidic world, they also have problems with older signal. People are older.
Well, yeah. So the Hasidic world, it's easier in the sense that by the time the young man and young woman meet each other, it's all pretty much determined that they're going to marry each other because the parents go through such a background check dating all the way back to Europe and the Yichus. So that by the time they meet, it's really just a matter of attraction. Do they feel attracted to each other? Do they like what the other one says? So it's a little bit easier. Also, they come from the same mindset as well. So in the Hasidic world, the sects marry each other. Satmar marries Satmar, Papa marries Papa. I mean, there's certain sects that will not marry each other. Certain ones that I'm not going to mention because I don't want to get into politics right now. But there's certain, within the Hasidic world, there are certain sects that will not marry a particular sect. So they're already coming into the relationship same mindset. So in fact, the divorce rate is even lower in the Hasidic world, where the rest of the world and the from world also, 50% of marriages end in divorce. Used to be that wasn't the case; it was only in the secular world. But now in the Orthodox world, it's the same way, except in the Hasidic world. The Hasidic circles, the divorce rate is still lower. It's higher than it used to be in years past, but it's still lower than the rest of society.
Well, there is a problem, but I think we're dealing. I don't know if we have any numbers. Do we know how many older singles, let's say a 40 plus, that are out there that are not married, whether they're divorced back into the scene or never married to begin with? Do we have any idea what statistics are? Because you hear so many stories and how many people say, listen, I have a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old child. Can you find somebody for me? You hear it all the time. It seems to be a lot, but I don't have any statistics. Are there any statistics, Bailey?
Yes, there are thousands. There are definitely thousands. Throughout the world, there are thousands. And by the way, it's not just in the U.S. It's all over the world. I run a group for singles. It's called Global Singles Uniting, and I can tell you I speak to singles all over the world, you know, Israel, Europe, everywhere, South America, you name it, Australia, you know, it's all over the world. This problem has just become a global issue. It's not just in the United States. And it's very, very sad. And it's heartbreaking.
No, it is. So whether they're singled by because the fact they're too picky or too choosy or whatever the reason might be, they're out there. So how can we help them?
We can help them individually, not necessarily as a group. Well, if we want to help them as a group, we do have to encourage matchmakers to help singles who are older. The problem is that one of the problems is that most matchmakers prefer to work with younger singles because they're easier to work with. And people like to do what's easier. That's why there are more matchmakers today than years before. You know, it's interesting. There are more matchmakers, yet there are fewer shidduchim. We need to encourage matchmakers to want to work with older singles. They don't want to work with older singles. Most matchmakers stop at a certain age. Even singles events, there are fewer singles events for older singles. I run singles events for older singles. And I'm not going to say it's always easy. It's not, you know. I mean, you know, I have to tell you, I lose a lot of nights of sleep. But I do it anyway because it works. And when I run an event for older singles, there will always be a shidduch coming from it, resulting from the event. And yes, it's more difficult. So there needs to be more done to help older singles, to provide, well, I should say really, to provide venues for them to meet. More singles events need to be made available to them. Shadchanim need to open their hearts and help older singles too, not just the younger ones. I understand the mindset of wanting to help younger singles, and we should help the younger singles so they don't get older. I agree with that 100%. But you know, no one should be left behind.
No Jew should be left behind.
Help the older.
Moshe, should be left behind. What do you think? What can we do to help these older singles?
You education. Education.
What are you going to teach them?
Reality of life. I'm married 44 years, Kanainara. I got married when I was 20. I have 8 children, Kanainara. And my wife feels bad she didn't have more children. Okay? The kids, marriage, to keep a marriage going. Kids, grandchildren. Not the that the professionals are learning. And that's why, that's part of the crisis too. They adapted the Western culture of 1 or 2 kids. This is what they could afford. And then when they get married, they get scared. They get married. What's going to be about parnassah? I want
to
get married.
But they have to, but in order to be worried about parnassah, they have to get married first. So those that are married, and whether they have 2 kids or 15 kids, that's a separate issue. But here we're talking about people that are not married. I'd love to be married.
Right to left, not left to right. When you have your Shemayim in your head, you have love, you have children, you have marriage. When you have Western culture in your head, the percentage of getting in trouble. You know, parnasa comes in the merit of the woman. Parnasa comes in the merit of marriage. Not first I'm going to become a doctor, then I'm going to get married. He's 4 years in college. Everything that he learned in yeshiva goes down the drain. You know, because he's out there not married, to be married. To go out to the world as a married man.
So what are you saying? Are you saying, Moshe, that people who are not married have adopted Western culture, notions of love, and...
I'm not here. I'm not black anybody. I love everybody, and Claudia's role is great. I'm just talking on an individual basis. You drive with a car without a seatbelt, you're going to get in trouble. When you go out to the world, and you're waiting to get married at 30, and all of a sudden 30 becomes 32. And then you have somebody, a girl that you really like at 26, and you're always chasing that girl at 26. You're chasing that woman that is married with many, many kids and happily married. And, you know, so everybody has a... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bela.
Yeah, so I need to respond, and I can tell you that there are tens and tens of girls, who young ladies, who are educated and will not marry, date a guy unless he's earning a nice parnassa. And that's a fact. By the way, with the older singles, the women will not date a man if he is not earning a specific type of salary. There are educated women. Oh, he's a teacher. I don't date a teacher. I don't date a social worker, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not just the men. It's the women, too. It's not just the men.
Very well said. That's where education comes in. The women are smarter, brighter, and they should marry, build a family. Careers come and careers go. Family, kids, keep.
But I think what Baylor's saying is that you have women that want to maybe have kids, but they don't want to marry somebody where they're going to struggle. They want to marry somebody who has an income that can afford a family.
No, I tell all of my guys, my friends, I say, hey, let the woman run the house. So why not make the living? Help her. Build a family. Don't stay out there cold. Very simple. You have to educate the woman. You're a powerhouse. God gifted you. You know what it says? When Mashiach comes, a woman is going to be taking over. It's going to be a woman's world. Guess what? It's happening. You see it.
Well, in Crown Heights, I know they're very Mashiach-oriented in Crown Heights.
If I have to hire somebody to run a program, I will always try to take a woman. They watch the details. They work harder. They finish. There's no BS. There's no stories. There's no excuses. And they're great. It's just this type of society today that we're living in. And, you know, you embrace it. Don't be scared that the woman is making more money. Don't be scared, but she's a powerhouse.
But Baylor's saying just the opposite. The women don't want to marry the man if he's making less money.
Right.
Just the opposite.
Then she's, okay. When she's going to look in the mirror at 50 or 60 with no kids, she won. She won the battle, lost the war.
That's exactly what's happening. And at 50 and 60, and at 50 and 60, you're still not going to marry a man that's earning less than she is earning.
Okay.
So that's what I mean. That's what I mean. That it's a case by case situation. If Sarah is not married at 50, and Rivka's not married at 50, I'm just, you know, throwing out names. They're each not married for different reasons.
I want to give you a story. I ran a program, what's called Nightlife, in my home many years ago, three times a week for young ladies who finished seminary, working girls. And at the end of the year, I spoke to them about marriage. And I told them, there's nothing wrong marrying a boy a step down. He's a rough diamond, he's polished it. And a year later, a woman walked by and says, do you recognize me? I remember, but my heart, and she says to me, I listen to your advice. I'm happily married. I took a step down and I have a child. I'm happy. The guys are great. Don't think the guys are not great. They're just rough diamonds. A boy will watch a movie at night. The next day he's not going to work. He's not going to learn. The girl's getting up. She's getting dressed. She's going to work. She's going to college. She's doing whatever she has to do, she's doing. The boys don't have that today. So that's what I mean.
I don't know anyone who's skipping work because he watched the movie the night before.
Listen to me. You know what I'm getting? What I gather from you, you're dealing with 50s and 60-year-olds. I'm looking at
I deal with ages.
You're dealing with everybody. You have a lot of data. I don't have data. I have boots on the ground. I don't have data. I have no data. I look at people. I see hundreds and hundreds of people I just saw this weekend. Thousands of people just saw this weekend coming in for the Rebbe Chaim Mushka, the Rebbe Lubavitcher Rebbe's wife. Today is Chav Beishvat, the time memory of your side. Thousands of people from all over the world, French, Israeli, American, Italian, English, Brazilian.
So, are you saying that this is what you're describing? And you know what? I don't really deal that much with Chabad. I mean, you know, occasionally I do. But are you saying this is what you're seeing in the Lubavitch community? Because I'm not seeing what you're seeing. Occasionally I do come across Lubavitch young men and women, but for the most part, they reach out to Shadchanim in their own circles. I deal mainly with, you know, with Machmir singles, you know, from singles, you know, from, you know, Yeshivas or modern Orthodox.
Correct.
So I don't know what goes on.
In your circles, you might be 100% right. In my circles, what I see is the firmer you are, the better off you are. Why? Because you have both worlds. You have the world of...
I deal with Yeshivish people, too. So, I, you know, again, so we're maybe talking about Lubavitch circles.
Lubavitch might be different. Every group is different.
Let me finish. Yeshivish and Chabad is the same thing. Frum. I'm not singling out Chabad or business or anybody else. From family, you have both worlds. You have the Gashmi Suga world, You have the ruchnis for the world. And we are supposed to take gashmis and make ruchnis out of it. How? By building a family. How? By helping another Jew. How? Giving tzedakah. How? Helping another person get married.
And the firmer you are,
you have both worlds. You have to go to Davin. You have to Davin with a minion. Sure. And I want a frum girl. But you look at the guy's out to lunch. Forget about the parents mixing in. It's a very sophisticated world. We're living in a world of high tech. Everybody sees everything and knows everything before even they go on a date. They know their friends. They know everything about each other. So it's a different world of dating. I'm not a professor or a doctor. I tell all my friends, you want to get married? Marriage is a lottery ticket. It's a lottery. And you have to daven for it. And you have to work for it. And you have to self-sacrifice. You help another Jew, you're helping yourself. Adam ki Yaakov mikem karmel Hashem. What's Lubavitch? Lubavitch is self-sacrifice. About is knowledge, wisdom, understanding. The most important organ in your body as you're growing older is your mind.
Even when you're younger, the mind is an important organ. Anyway, we're out of time, so I want to thank you, Bela Seabrow.
Wonderful. Zev?
Yes.
Keep up your great work.
Hold on. I'm going to say thank you to you. Just give one second, Moshe. I'm going to say thank you officially. So first, let me thank Bela Seabrow, who is a professional matchmaker. She's a dating coach. She's a podcaster, and she has her fingers on the single scene. So thank you. People want to contact you. How can they learn more information about what you do, Bela?
They can email me at BelaSeabrow@gmail.com, or they can call me at 516-849-5863. I'm also on social media, so it's easy to get a hold of me.
And I want to thank you, Moshe Rubashkin, for I know your house is open all year round.
100%. Thank you.
And thank you for your initiative. I know you want to help singles that are older to get married too. So thank you for your effort. Thank you both for being us. Look forward to having you back on a future broadcast.
Amen.
Bye-bye. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
And thank you so much.
America's premier Jewish broadcast, the pulse beat of the Jewish community.
For continuous Jewish programs, talklinenetwork.com or our 24-hour-a-day listen line at 641-741-0389. For past shows, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, Instagram, and all major podcast platforms, or jewishpodcast.org. Thanks for listening to the TalkLineNetwork.com.